Three, two, one.
Hello and happy Sunday. Welcome to week four of the NFL season. That's right. I said week four. This is the final weekend in September, fourth week of the NFL season. We have a lot going on. We have our first international game. There are another Monday night doubleheader this week. So let's dive in. First things first, we'll start with what's come before us. Thursday night football was a divisional matchup. The Seattle Seahawks went to battle the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams 2-1 coming in. Both teams, the only loss, a late second loss to the San Francisco 49ers, who are 3-0 in that division. AFC West, by far looking like the best division. Entering the week, they had no teams at 500 or worse, 3-2-1, 1-3-0. Cardinals will end up 2-2 after this when they fall at home 23-20, but it was an interesting flow for a game. The Seahawks built a big lead. They were up 17-3. Cardinals got a field goal to make it 17-6. Seahawks kind of came back, got another field goal to make it 20-6. And then the Cardinals went on a tear, scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to tie this up at 20, but a bad kickoff let the Seahawks get the ball at the 40 with 28 seconds and one timeout. Sam Darnold making the most of everything, hitting Jackson Smith and Jigba on a big pass on the first play. Then they ran right up the gut, used their timeout, and were able to make a 52-yard field goal on the final play to get the 23-20 victory. Seahawks moved to 3-1. Both these teams look like they had strong defense at times. Both teams look like they are a little bit flawed. Maybe that's just how it goes early in the season in the NFL. I did pick the Seahawks -1.5, so I was happy with the ending. We will get to pick us against the spread a little bit later. Week three was not my friend. I was 6-10 in straight up picks. I was 5-11 in picks against the spread. So I really need to get a bounce back week here. The highest of highs in week two, the lowest of lows in week three. It was just out of sync. I picked a lot of upsets, and there were a lot of upsets, but I picked the wrong upset. So let's hope we feel a little bit better about the week here in week four. And speaking of week four, what are some games you're going to be wanting to look out for? As I mentioned, international games are calling this week. It's not London calling yet. That will be next week. This week, it's Ireland calling. And the first game in Dublin, the 2-1 Minnesota Vikings at the 2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. We're getting Carson Wentz again, which is probably a good thing for a competitive balance of this game. Will the Steelers manage to find any defense? Will Aaron Rodgers manage to find a way to throw for more than 150 yards? These are questions that are fair to ask at this point in time, but it is a fourth window of games on Sunday. This one kicking off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, not too long away from now. So make sure you get those lineups set and make sure you get your TV tuned in. The best of the early window games is a battle of undefeateds. The 3-0 Eagles, fresh off that amazing win over the Rams where they blocked a couple of field goals to seal it, versus the 3-0 Buccaneers, who have seemingly had to come from behind in every game to get the win. What is going to happen in this one? Both these teams like to have some late heroics. Should be interesting. Mike Evans ruled out, but Chris Godwin's supposed to make his season debut for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's all about Emeka Abuka as well. In the late window, the premier game, not often you have two teams below 500 in the premier game, but the 1-2 Baltimore Ravens at the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Neither team has started out the season the way they would have liked. The Ravens losing tough games to the Bills and to the Detroit Lions. Kansas City losing its first two games of the season just in spectacularly harrowing fashion, including a bad division loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs managed to get a win over the hapless Giants last week, which was enough to force Russell Wilson from the starting lineup. But can they do it again today? Xavier Worthy is supposed to return after being injured in week one. Isaiah Likely is supposed to return for the Ravens. These two teams don't like each other. They are top contenders. This should be interesting. Speaking of not liking each other, Sunday Night Football is going to feature the return of Micah Parsons to Dallas as the Green Bay Packers come in to battle the Dallas Cowboys. Packers 2-1 coming off of a simply stunning loss to the Cleveland Browns last week, while the Dallas Cowboys are 1-2 and looked quite lost in getting shellacked by the Bears last week. We're still CeeDee Lamb injured. He is not going to play in this one, so we'll have to see what the Cowboys offense can do. They still have George Pickens. I like Jalen Tolbert and Kevontae Turpin. They've been getting some decent running with Javonte Williams, but this is not going to be an easy matchup because the Packers have not allowed a lot of points. They didn't allow very much to the Browns last week either, although the Browns did find some success running the ball with Quinshon Judkins, so that could be kind of the method here for Dallas. Monday, there are two games, so it is actually decision. The first of the games is two winless teams, so I went with the second one, and you're not going to be surprised. It is the 2-1 Cincinnati Bengals at the 1-2 Denver Broncos. The Broncos, a little bit snake bitten the last 2 weeks, have lost on the final snap on kicks to fall to 1-2. The Bengals started out 2-0, but it didn't look pretty, and they lost Joe Burrow for the season. They got absolutely destroyed by Minnesota last week with Jake Browning. Can the Broncos defense rally a little bit? They looked a little bit better last week. They looked awful in week two, but they will have their work cut out for them, keeping Jamar Chase and T. Higgins in line, even with Browning in there. But the real question for the Cincinnati Bengals is they don't have a great line, and the Broncos already have 12 sacks through three games. Those things do not bode well together, so that would be a bit of a question. Well, those are the games that I like that I have for you to check out. What are some lineup suggestions? As with everything in week three, my sit start suggestions didn't go as planned. Let's look back at week three. My start suggestions were Daniel Jones, Javonte Williams, Wandale Robinson, and Tyler Warren. I went 2-2 in that category. Jones still great. Javonte Williams still great. Wandale Robinson, the wheels really came off for the Giants, and Tyler Warren had a decent, but not quite top 12 week. My sit suggestions, Tyrod Taylor, Quinshon Judkins, Brian Thomas Jr., and Mark Andrews. Only Brian Thomas Jr. kept up his sour streak. Mark Andrews, I think, just had a huge week three to spite me. Quinshon Judkins has turned out to be a pretty solid runner for the Browns, even in a tough matchup. And Tyrod Taylor had a surprising game, making a big comeback. So let's move to week four, and let's hope things turn around in more ways than one. I give you a sit and a start at each of the positions. At quarterback, my start is Bo Nix. Look, I know it hasn't been pretty. As a Broncos fan, I even yelled at the TV more than once last week, trying to encourage Nix to learn to throw the ball as he sailed it over wide open receivers. So why are we here? Well, the Bengals defense doesn't present a significant challenge. And while frustrating in week three, Nix was close to like a half a dozen huge plays. He even did hit one to Cortland Sutton. I think the Broncos at home in primetime will be looking to put on a show. Nix was QB7 in 2024, and I think this week he makes his presence known in 2025. If not now, when? So I'm going in on Nix. My sit is Jackson Dart. The Giants have decided to move on from Russell Wilson after an 0-3 start and three uneven weeks. And, I get it. There's a lot of pressure. Dart was a first-round pick. He looked really good in the preseason. People have been clamoring to see him. But this is not an incredible matchup. The Chargers' defense has been for real. It's been very tough. The Chargers are a pretty good team. This is not an easy schedule. I think that is part of the reason why they said Jackson Dart will be their starter for the rest of the season, so there isn't pressure for him to perform in week one. Could I be pleasantly surprised? Sure, but I am not betting on a top 12 week for a rookie making his first start against an undefeated team. On to running backs. You know who I'm starting? I am starting James Cook. He was an incredible weapon in 2024, but he did a lot of his damage thanks to incredible touchdown production. Surely people said he can't keep that up in 2025. Well, wrong. So far in 3 weeks, he looks like just like he did last season. He's been the Bills' best weapon, not named Josh Allen, and he sits at running back 3, averaging 22.8 points per game. They have a soft game against the New Orleans Saints today. He should be in your lineup. My sit, however, is Ashton Jeanty of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was a first running back selected in the 2025 NFL draft, and he looked to be a great bet this season to the point that many had him ranked in the top five for 2025. Look, he's getting volume, but he's behind a middling offensive line, and it's been tough to get yards and points. Jeanty is only running back 33 on the year so far. I think he'll keep improving, but he's just not a top 24 option for me yet this season. On to wide receiver, I am firing up Puka Nacua. The Rams host the Indianapolis Colts today, and that should be a fun game. The Rams moved on from Cooper Kupp this offseason, and it seemed to be an acknowledgement that Nacua was the future. So far, he's really lived up to that billing. He's wide receiver 1 through 3 weeks, averaging nearly 25 points per game. It's wheels up for me in week 4. I'm sitting the Patriots wide receivers. Look, Drake May has been okay this season. He's actually sitting at quarterback 6 through 3 weeks, but the Patriots offense is a work in progress. You know, that's true of the three-man rotation in the backfield, and that's really true of a receiver group where we've seen Stephon Diggs, Kayshon Boutte, Mac Collins, Kyle Williams, and DeMario Douglas all get involved. We've seen flashes, but no one's getting consistent enough volume to feel good about starting them on a...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Week to week basis. At tight end, give me all the Tucker Kraft. He is my start this week. The Packers pass game has been a bit of a work in progress. Christian Watson and Jaden Reed remain sidelined with injuries, and the Packers have spread the ball around. The most consistent weapon has been the tight end Kraft. He sits as tight end 5 on the season, facing a Dallas Cowboys defense that has been overly friendly for opposing offenses. I like Kraft to be a top 12 option again this week. But my sit, it's the Bears tight ends, Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet. The Bears are a young and evolving offense. While some receivers have found some volume, I'm looking at you, Rome Odunze. Tight end has been more of a struggle. Colston Loveland was a first-round pick, and Kmet has been solid for a few years. Both are good receiving options, but it's just that neither of them gets consistent enough volume for you to feel good about having them in your lineup. And that means neither is really worth a start at this point. Well, that's my lineup suggestions. How about my picks against the spread? Well, I mentioned I took the Seahawks plus 1.5. So I am 1-0 to start the week. Let's see how else I went. I was 1-0 at this time last week, and we only finished 5-11, so let's feel hopeful. Well, in Ireland, I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings minus 1.5. I think they get the win overseas. Despite the fact that Marcus Mariota is starting and Terry McLaurin is not in the lineup, I am taking the Commanders minus 2.5 in Atlanta. I think the Commanders can get the win. I just don't like the Atlanta Falcons offense right now. I am taking the Buffalo Bills minus 15.5 at home over the New Orleans Saints. It is a huge spread that gives me a little bit of pause, but the Saints lost 44-13 last week to the Seahawks. I think the Bills will be just fine. I'm taking the Detroit Lions minus 8.5 at home over the Cleveland Browns. Another spread that gave me a little bit of pause. We saw what Cleveland did to Green Bay last week, but I feel like Detroit is finally back and clicking. We saw what they did against the Baltimore Ravens. I think that they can get some stuff done here. I took the Carolina Panthers plus 4.5 in New England against the Patriots. I think the Patriots will get the outright win at home, but I don't think it's going to be by a lot. I think these teams are closer together than anyone would like to admit. I took the Los Angeles Chargers minus 5.5 in New York against the Giants. Chargers have been looking good this season. The Giants still a struggle. I don't think inserting Jackson Dart magically makes them all better. I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 3.5 at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles will find a way to win. I don't think it'll be by more than a field goal. I took the Tennessee Titans plus 6.5 in Houston. This is a battle of winless teams. I think the Texans will get the overall win, but again, I don't think it's going to be by a touchdown. Neither of these teams is really clicking. I took the Los Angeles Rams minus 3.5 at home over the Colts. I like the Colts. I think the Colts have a decent chance of winning the AFC South, but I think the Rams are a better team. I took the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 3.5 in San Francisco. I think the 49ers get the outright win to go to 4-0, but I don't think it's going to be by more than a field goal. The Jaguars have some fight in them on offense and defense. I took the Baltimore Ravens minus 2.5 in Kansas City. I like the Ravens better in this game. I took the Chicago Bears plus 1.5 in Las Vegas against the Raiders. I think the Bears really found something last week. I think they can keep that going and get another road win. I took the Green Bay Packers minus 6.5 on the road in Dallas tonight for Sunday Night Football. Look, the Cowboys defense has been bad. I think Green Bay will get back on track after a woeful week 3. Monday Night Football, I took the Miami Dolphins minus 2.5 at home against the Jets. Justin Fields is supposed to play. Neither of these teams has won a game. It's tough for me to bet on Tua right now, but I just think the Dolphins are a little bit of a better team. And finally, I took the Denver Broncos minus 7.5 at home against the Bengals. It is a decent-sized spread, but if not now, when for the Denver Broncos? Maybe I'll be crying about this at this time next week, but for now, I am sticking with the Broncos. I think they're a better team. I think they have a better defense, and I think they will get that offense going. So that'll do it for me today. One question before we get out of here. Would I rather start Dart or Marcus Mariota in fantasy? I would actually rather start Marcus Mariota. I think it is a more friendly matchup. He looked really good last week in running things for the Washington Commanders, and I think it could be a struggle for Dart. I don't think he's going to come in and magically be able to fix this New York Giants offense. They have a tougher matchup, and I like the Commanders to get the win today. So I would rather roll with Marcus Mariota. I think he has a better chance of putting up a bigger day, especially with no real running game behind him. I think the Giants are going to lean heavily on Cam Scadabo. He looked pretty impressive last week, and with Tyrone Tracy out, I think they're going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to control the clock and keep it away from what could be a very high-powered Chargers passing game against a very middling Giants secondary. That'll do it for me today. Hope you guys have a wonderful week 4. Remember that the international game kicks off 9:30 Eastern, just about 45 minutes away. So you're not very far from your first game of the day. I will see you again next week as we look at week 5. There are going to be another international game next week. So just get ready. International games for the next few weeks early in the morning. That'll do it for today. Have a wonderful week 4.